Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos insider, presented by ROX, Rocks Heating and Air. Good morning, Troy.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Troy, we're doing great. And, you know, the latest on Aaron Rodgers, the Aaron Rodgers saga that we're following very closely, is, you know, he turned down a 5-year deal or a 2-year extension on top of the 3 years he has. He turned it down, signifying, hey, it's not about the money. It's about the relationship I have with the management of the Packers. Where are you now in regards, does it change your mind on whether he's going to go back to Packers camp or whether he's going to hold out or whether he will eventually be traded? Does this persuade you in either direction?
Well, obviously his feelings toward management have not changed. If it were just solvable by money, it would have been fixed. They try to make him the highest paid player, tie him to the franchise for 5 years, and he doesn't want a contract extension. He wants his contract cut, and I think the one way out of this right now, realistic way, would be to just say, we'll tear up your contract, you'll play out this year, and we'll trade you after this season. I've said that. They'll keep the marriage together for the kids for one more year and get divorced after the year. Now, again, if he holds out in camp, would they get to a point early in the season? I would think it would be maybe even they'd hold out to the trading deadline so he couldn't come back to haunt them. But would they trade him then? I would wait and do it after the season because it helps the value of those draft picks. Let's, for instance, if you trade him now, Mark, and he takes the team he plays for, the Broncos, hypothetically, to a 12-5 record, those draft picks are going to stink. They're going to be late in the first round. So for them, it makes sense. From the Packers' point of view, to hold on to him, try to get one more year and trade him in the offseason when those picks might be much more valuable, for instance, in the top 10. So there's no easy resolution here. If he's stubborn enough to want to hold out, I mean, more power to him. I just think they're going to try to play it out 1 year and then allow him essentially almost controlled free agency through a trade after the season.
It does make sense from that standpoint, but what about the potential damage that is done if you sit on him, squat on him, he's not there? Does it create a shadow that hangs over this team and is perhaps really damaging to the Packers? Is that a risk you're willing to take if you're Green Bay?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't help in the locker room. And I mean, you got Devontae Adams' contract coming up, and that could lead to his exit. He could franchise tag him, but I mean, if he makes it very clear he's unhappy, does that pave the way for him to leave? Interestingly, when I talk to people that are Packers fans and follow Packers, they're not necessarily on Aaron Rodgers' side here. Now, would that change as soon as he comes back into a game and throws a couple touchdowns and they beat the Bears? Yes, probably. But it's not like the fans are 99% against management here. They've lived the Aaron Rodgers experience for the better part of, you know, a decade and a half. So it's an interesting dynamic. And let's be honest, the Packers are old school. They're run in a different way than, you know, a modern franchise that reacts to, you know, pressure and the instant gratification. That's not the Packers' way. So if there's a team that could probably stomach this, I'm saying it could be the Packers. Again, it's easy for me to say in July, on, you know, September, week two, would they cave and trade him or cave and say come back? I don't know. I think the only thing that lures him back at this point, frankly, is the promise that you'll play out this year and we're trading you. That seems like the most realistic solution other than, you know, him completely holding out and just not playing this year.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm hoping for because I want him to be a Bronco. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, hey. even then though. Okay, so do you really think that Aaron Rodgers is going to agree to a deal where, hey, we'll trade you after this season and he's going to come back and play? And what? The both sides are going to make that, it's going to be like the last dance with Michael Jordan and the Bulls? Are we going to have a 9-part series on this down the road?
Yeah, it'd be awkward. There's no. I'm not saying this makes a lot of sense. It makes maybe the most sense in an awkward situation. Here's the one issue, though. Where would he go to win right now? Where would he go? Like, if he shows up September 1st, that's a tough ask. I'm not. It's Aaron Rodgers. I get it, but that's not. You know, it'd be tough to win a Super Bowl this year if you join another team midstream. It's not baseball where, you know, you're just a one guy in a lineup. So my guess is they're going to try to keep him for a year and move on. And he might just say, I'm not reporting. And they just try to call their bluff, but they haven't blinked yet. They have not blinked yet. They haven't shown any desire to move him. And so until he's available, there are two options for me. They tried to give him a new contract. He says no. Then you try to say, well, just can you play out this year and we move you? The third option is complete nuclear war of you don't play, you sit out, we move on without you. And you just rarely see that in the NFL. Le'Veon Bell did it. It's very rare for a star player to sit out a season.
Yeah, although it has happened on you know, with Le'Veon Bell, Trent Williams for the Washington did it. Before that, there was a D lineman for Carolina Panthers that was a you know, a star player that did that. So it has happened. It certainly could happen. Hey, I want to focus on and shift over to basketball really quick, Troy, with you. What does this win from the Milwaukee Bucks, how does it make you feel about the chances of the Nuggets at some point hoisting up that trophy and being an NBA championship?
Well, it shows a pathway. Now, remember, this is the Bucks' first title in 50 years, so it's not like this. They took the toll road to the championship.
I mean, right.
A lot of things had to go right. But it does show you that there's some hope. Giannis, you know, Jokic is the Nuggets version of Giannis in terms of the star player. You've got Murray to be their Middleton. They've got to get a little better around those two. I think you see that. The supporting cast, you've got to have guys come up like Portis did last night. You've got to have guys kind of jump out and play well. Brooke Lopez is of the world. Can the Nuggets add enough around there too? But it does give you hope. Again, Giannis to do it, he caught a break with Kevin Durant's foot being on the line by an inch in the semifinals, and he made the most of it. Battled through injury. Very few players have ever put up the numbers he put up in the finals, so congratulations to him. And the West is still open. That's what hurt about this year. Because if the Nuggets were healthy, could they have beaten the Suns? Certainly they would have been a 6 or 7 game series if Murray was in the lineup. And the way LeBron, I love LeBron James in terms of everything he's done for the game. I don't know if his championship window still exists in Los Angeles because of Anthony Davis's health. So there's an opening there, but it's not going to be easy. Going through the West is just a gauntlet. Hopefully Murray gets healthy and they add a piece and they move forward. But it definitely provides hope when you see a team like Milwaukee win its first title since 1971.
Back to the Broncos real quick. Thoughts on Von Miller hosting another Halloween party?
I don't have any problem with it. Let those guys do on their own time. I don't think it's fair that one guy in Chad Kelly should ruin it for everybody. Von provides security. They provide Ubers. They provide band. I mean, one guy acted out, so we have to ruin it for everybody. I think Von, and I've talked to multiple people who have gone to those events for multiple years, and it has been a responsible outing. It's been fun, and it's been a time for guys to hang out together. I don't have any issue with it. And if when he's doing it responsibly, it's not haphazard. It's well-planned. I just don't think it's fair that the incident with one guy should ruin it for everyone. Maybe some people don't like the optics. That's fine. I understand that. But those are the same people that go to a happy hour the second they punch out at 5 and do stuff. So I just think that you allow these are grown men, can do what they want. If it's done responsibly, no issue with it.
All right. Troy, great stuff. Thank you.
Tip.
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air.